Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Party 2016.
That's right. You know that. Sorry, man. You can keep walking in front of you because I'm just going to dance right over here. So, we're not going to see you guys again until next year.
That's a long ways away.
Today's December 30th, Bestie, in case you don't know. Weed Day Wednesday. Holiday radio show.
Hot.
I love it. What's up, guys?
Part doobie.
I like that.
Part doobie. You can say hi to everybody out there in the world. What's going on? Cannabis Kid, Lady Luck, Space Queen, Space King, Bell Star here.
Woohoo!
It sure is. Yeah. So what's up, guys? Today's a fun show. Cannabis Kid was like, I got an article for you. Well, that's all
about
knowledge.
The deficiency of the
cannabis.
You're
going to die. Do you
want to have it? No. You're taking this. That's a fun show. Get your
serious stuff out of here, thank you.
And
we've
got edibles.
I think he's going to, careful, that's just a giant chunk of sugar.
You could suck on that?
Probably.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
Or you can eat some medicated, they're chocolate chip mini muffins. How cute are those?
They're delicious.
And we have non-medicated blueberries floating around in case y'all want some.
Ooh.
I was going to make medicated.
To level out your medication.
Yes, it's a balance.
Well, it's the acid breaks up the sugar in your mouth.
Ooh.
It looks like you're doing a great job of that right now.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Wow.
That's really good. We love it.
We love you.
Oh, so, he just posted something on Facebook. What's the little cartoon about the little kid and his Christmas wish list for Santa? This is awesome. You know those, Stoner wish list. You know those old retro cartoons that says, so this little kid sitting on Santa's lap with a huge list, and he goes, I want an ounce of Purple Urkel, a Budbuster grinder, a vaporizer, a Roar Bong, and some Wiz Khalifa rolling papers.
Smart
That's his Christmas wishes. I bet he got it. Oh, yeah, marijuana.
Space Queen, now I'm kind of getting a general idea of what my Christmas wish for next year is going to look like.
You know, it'll look just like that.
About that this Christmas.
Now with hash. All right, what's going on, kids? This is our last, one of my friends pointed it out. I didn't even think about this. She's like, last radio show of the year. I was like, oh, my gosh. Thank you for the
hello. Back to last year.
Good morning, Silver Sister.
We miss you so much. Hey. I was a little late on that one, folks.
Yeah, you were a little late on that, so that's all right.
I was mid-hit.
You were mid-hit. That's true. Mid-hit's a good hit to be mid-in.
Oh, yes.
Mid-hit. This is the last show of the year, so we're just having fun. We've got all our companion cannabis activity pot smokers culture books out, and we're going to read some things. We're going to play some music. We're going to smoke a lot of pot because we like to do that. We're eating medicated chocolate chip muffins. We're going to heal Lindsay. She's on her way out of the flu, so
she's being
special shout out to my brother. Today's his birthday.
Oh,
happy 32nd, Weston.
And we've got a couple other things coming up this year. We've got the election.
Oh, my Lord.
Make sure you come down to Tumbleweeds, 5315 East Broadway. Sign the petition, Suite 103. We're tucked in the back. We've got
yeah,
if you haven't signed, or if you've only signed one, sign both. It all gets us marijuana. Let's get it going, guys.
Yes. Let's get
and
it
if
going.
If you're not a registered voter, stop sitting on the couch and not doing anything.
Yeah.
Get off your butt.
That's right.
Go down and register
Do
to
it.
Vote. Literally.
You can register to vote online.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a click of a mouse. Type in, you know, it'll take you less than 2 minutes of your time. And, you know, you can actually make a difference instead
so
of
important.
Sitting on the couch.
Even if you just vote for pot, at least you're voting for something.
And then you can go back to sitting on the couch.
There we go.
That's fine. That's all fine. All right. Stoner exercises.
Yeah, I found some time.
Go right ahead.
The official High Times Pot Smokers Activity Book.
Yep.
Inside, we've got stoner exercises.
Woo-hoo! I like it.
The first thing is you need to make sure to check with your medical marijuana prescriber before engaging in any physical activity. We don't want people getting hurt here.
Sonic Wendy.
Stuff. And if you don't have proper form, you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, proper form.
Proper form. To ensure that you're doing these exercises correctly, stretch and get completely stoned before, during, and after.
And stay tuned for ganja yoga at Tumbleweed Health Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be dope.
So, the first exercise we have is bong curls. Target biceps and brain cells. Lift bong, light bowl, clear chamber, lower bong. Flush repeat. 2 to 4 reps.
2 to 4?
It is doing it as quickly
like
as you can, but
12.
Like 20.
8 to 12, guys.
Like 20. Let's
All
do
right.
this.
We got the hookah overhead press.
Ooh.
Strengthens the shoulders. 2 hits for 1. Still. Sit on a stool, take 1 stem in each hand and raise overhead to the rocky toe. So you're going to put like the stem of the bud in each of your hands, and you're going to raise it.
And then lower it. Raise and lower. That's a good tricep, right?
Yeah.
That
would be a good tricep.
I don't want to knock off any of those tricones.
He's going to lift his bong instead. And then he'll have your weight, too.
All right, the next one. Excuse me. Nestle Crunches.
All right.
Lie flat on
Seven
your back.
Abs.
Bend your knees. Place Nestle Crunch on belly. Put your arms behind your head. Raise yourself towards the candy bar using your abs. Try to eat it off your own stomach.
All right.
That would be such a good workout.
Oh, man.
I love Crunch.
Wow.
I love Crunch.
And you love Crunches.
I hate Crunches.
Tricep, dreadlock, pull back.
This
could
be a long show.
Hair. Raise arms overhead, grab dreads, lift, release. Can increase resistance by growing dreads longer, weighing them down with water, or adding glass beads, silverware,
hey,
and a robin's nest hair.
A robin's nest.
That's nasty.
And the last one we have is
right.
joint drop deadlift.
All right.
Focuses on lower back, eyes.
Okay.
Need good enough eyesight to find a joint in shag carpeting.
Okay.
All right. Drop joint. Make your knees soft. Keep back straight. Leave mine crooked. Lift joint.
All right.
And that's what you got. 5 moves. Proper
form.
Proper
form.
Right.
That wasn't quite the exercise I thought that was going to, but it's still good. I like
What
those.
Would you add to it, Space King? I know
what
you
exercise
workout.
Are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I exercise 5-6 days a week, and I get high before every session.
Well, yeah, and that's a good thing. Your muscles are nice and relaxed and ready to.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't get like you know
your lungs are ready
for like
deep
you know
breath.
Super big
yeah.
to where
breath.
You know you're sitting on the couch and stuff like that.
Breath.
But it's nice for when you're gonna go do cardio or if you got the sore muscles and stuff. Maybe take a, you know 2 or 3 hits, something light, just for
a lot
the body.
Of hash.
Yeah, just for the body. I mean,
a lot
because
of hash.
You definitely don't want to be doing some, you know, strenuous physical activities like that with large amounts of weight and be high. That's dangerous.
Yeah. It helps me focus on the workout that I'm doing.
You want to be high in the focused way.
Now, so, if you're going to do some cardio, that's the best thing to do is get baked and then just run.
Yeah,
and then
run
don't
forward.
Stop running.
Run. Just keep running. And you won't even know. You'll just be running. You're like,
there's
what?
About
I started
about running.
Yeah.
I'm running, but I don't know why I'm running. What? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean,
you'll
come on, you know what I mean.
Smoke a big fat bowl of hash and then go for a run and watch TV while you're running, and you'll watch a whole episode of something, and next thing you know, you...
Speaking of whole episodes, here's an episode you want to watch while you're at the gym. Put your weed in it. Saturday Night Live skit. We're going to play it again because some of us missed last week's show, like literally.
Yeah, like he's missing any show, even though he's here right now.
Just now? Like Space Queen did?
Like, he just,
I was not paying attention.
No, thank you.
Right
you
now.
Did it.
Last week I fell asleep.
He was to both.
He was a million miles away just now.
Really?
So,
I think he
okay, hang on.
Hi, love you.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Bringing it down.
Hey, may I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box.
Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it?
You put your weed in there.
Oh, thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomami ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
Okay.
No problem. Where's this from? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah, and you put your weed in here.
Oh. So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah, and you put your weed in there.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, this is great. You put your weed in here.
Right.
Awesome.
Actually, I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I'd put my weed in there.
Yeah.
Right in there. Oh, wait. I got something else. This is a Javanese rain stick. Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
You sure she doesn't like weed?
Yeah, pretty sure.
It's too bad because it goes right in here. This cord unscrews. All right. It's really great.
Hey, is that your Volkswagen van parked out front?
Look, man. There's nothing in here that you can put weed into.
I just want to tell you left your lights on. I turned them off for you.
Okay, maybe there are some things in here that you could put tobacco into or incense or spices into, but definitely not weed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open. It's not like there's weed in there.
What is this?
Weed.
You're under arrest.
All right, but don't bother checking the store, because there's no weed in that, there's no weed in that, and there's no weed in that.
Well, you can talk about it down at the station.
Don't bother checking the back of the store. No weed.
No weed.
Weed in it.
We love everything you can put your weed in. This is a good one, too. Should we try this one? This was when, this was the legalization of marijuana, the dream. It's first, we got a commercial. She must have been smoking a bong.
I know.
She came into that commercial coffin.
I love it when she tells her daughter.
She's going to take a sip.
Yeah. I'm going to take a sip.
Yeah.
I love that. And the kid's like, okay.
She's like, all right.
All right, this is a new day. This is a new marijuana policy.
Minor marijuana.
If caught in public with up to 25 grams of marijuana, you will not be charged or arrested, but receive what basically comes down to a slap on the wrist. Truly historic. We go over now to Jake Fugazaki with sports.
25 grams. In public, you will not be arrested.
Thank you.
with their bags of weed.
Have a commercial first, so let's just mute and see.
This
a 420 expert, Kyle Mooney, celebrates his favorite day, April 20th, with a history lesson on the weed theme, the holidays tradition like the purple PD pizza box, munchy melodies, fatty baggies, rolly jays, and the bizzletoe. And that was season 39, 2014, but we have to get through the commercials first, so I'm going to post this. And you're listening to Weed Day Wednesday.
Happy New Year.
Happiest of New Year's. Go down to Tumbleweeds Health Center for a Happy New Year and get some screaming deals. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. If you tell them you heard something about 30% off any one item in the store,
oh
I'm
my
not
God.
Saying. Eyes are popping out right now. 30% off.
That
come
never
on in.
Happened. That is almost walking away.
We are lashing right
now. That is just crazy.
Here we go.
I just blew out the holy bloods. And you know what that means. It's time for 420, dude. For those of you scorners who don't know, 420, or April 20th, began when Bob Blinger, the first reggae musician, sacrificed his holy blunt so we could all get stoned. So what do you say we take a look at some of the stanky traditions that make this the greeniest, beaniest holiday of them all, dude? And who doesn't love gathering around a roasty, toasty piece to sing munchy melodies? Bing, bong, roly jays, dude. Bing, bong, roly jays, dude. Take me to your dealer, do do. What's that sound? Is that Bob Blinger coming through the grinder? Have you been a good dealer this year? Another time-honored 420 tradition is the purple PD pizza box. It's said that Bob Blinger liked pizza so much that he wanted to share it with the whole world. So, if you leave an empty pizza box out on 420 Eve, he'll give you a medium cheese pizza. It's a purple TV pizza box. That means it's time to get scone.
Hey, man, for the last time, could you clean all this stuff up, please?
It's for 420. It's Bob Dinger's coming.
What?
As you can see, my roommate doesn't smoke.
What are you talking about? Yes, I do. You don't.
I do. I smoke every day. Don't forget to put your fatty baggies up on the fireplace. I'm asking Bob Dinger for Chris and Squishies. Ooh, no wonder that could be. Come on in, dude. Ooh, it's my favorite Puff and Buff dealer, Scott Mayer.
Could you not use my last name?
And it looks like somebody's standing underneath the blizzletoe. You know what that means?
Blizzletoe.
No.
It means we gotta snoke each other out. You snoke me, and I snoke you.
Whatever, dude. I'm in kind of a hurry. I gotta get out of here. What do you need?
Well, I need to know. Have you been a good dealer this year, dude?
I mean, not my best year.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting very sick on this 420. So tell me, what type of greeny beanie meanies Jimmy Nuggets and Roller J's you got, dude?
I don't know what any of that stuff is.
Greeny beanie meanies Jimmy Nuggets and Roller J's, dude.
Look, dude. Here's what I got. I got weed, weed, more weed, and guess what? More weed. You want any of that?
You got any Bing Rippers?
Bing Rippers?
Bing Rippers, dude. Purple beanies, kiwi cushions, pizzas.
Look, dude, I really gotta go. Do you want to buy some of this weed or not?
Nah, I don't smoke. Well, I hope everybody has a very happy 420. And as Bob Blinger always says, let's go out and smoke.
Oh, wait, you know the Bob Blinger story?
Oh, yeah, dude. Bing, bong, rolly J's, 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 dude. Bob Blinger, rolly J's.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
That definitely took me to a place.
Wow.
I've never been before.
What'd you get your dealer for Christmas?
There you go.
Yeah.
Man. What'd you get your dealer? Have you been a good dealer with you?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Something else to stash the weed in. What did
exactly.
he say? What did Seth say? Was it one of my best?
One of my best.
That's how you do it. Like, he will speak to
me. You're about to be a sweet or what, man? No, I don't smoke.
Bum. Yeah.
That's
going
to stick in my head all day now.
Oh, that was good.
We'll get something stuck in your
99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Wednesday and the last show of the year. Oh, man, weed.
And guess what? We got some ganja jokes. Confucius say, man who stand on toilet, I am pot. Whoops. What do you call it when a roach ash burns your shirt? A pothole. How do you get a one-armed stoner out of a tree?
Oh, how?
No, you wave.
Oh. That would work every time.
Yeah, it would. What do you call a potato that smokes? Sweet. A baked potato. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, goodness.
That sounds good that way.
What do the paper say to the weed? Let's roll. Bada. What do you call a stoner who saves his last bowl for tomorrow? A poser. That's for sure.
Oh, that's
good. Isn't that a big picture? I love this picture of Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's coming January 3rd.
Oh, awesome.
Tucson somewhere.
What?
We should all go just bombard him and say, Willie, talk to us.
Look at that picture compared to that picture.
I know. Well, he's serious on that cover. Uh-huh. Big pothead versus big pot.
Yeah.
He's a big pothead. Willie loves weed. Willie for weed.
Hey.
And I love that about Willie.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God. If you read an article this year, you got 2 days left, 3 days left, four, whatever. You have a few days. New York. Big pothead versus big pot. Look that up. It's an awesome article about Willie and how he doesn't want pot to go to big business and big industry. He wants to keep it small, keep it real. Keep it organic. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
I like that.
And let's keep it earth conscious, he says, and let's not, you know, use all the earth resources up. We don't need to use them all up when you grow your weed.
Mm-hmm. It's replenishable.
Put your weed in it.
Yep.
All right.
Keep
start
it going.
Growing the hemp, and it starts incorporating into the whole ecosystem.
That's right. We also have a year in review, which is kind of cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is from Leafly. I love when people come in and call it Leafly.
I know.
You got any information on that Leafly application? You betcha.
Yeah, Leafly?
Yeah, Leafly. However you want to call it, it's a great app.
I like their shirts. They're very fun.
They are. They say, this is what Leafly has to say, it's been a year of notable progress for cannabis, although 2015 was perhaps not quite as eventful as 14, and major wins for cannabis legalization this year brought cannabis more and more into the limelight as advocates secured meaningful victories across the country. States allowing recreational use grappled with the best way to regulate new markets, and new perspectives emerged even in states that had been staunchly anti-cannabis. Below is a roundup of some of the biggest victories cannabis movement saw in 2015, and here's to a beautiful year.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. So guess what happened in January? In Washington, D.C., legalized recreational use and possession of cannabis in last November's election. District residents could hardly believe it. Sure enough, when it came time for the laws to change, Congress and one Maryland senator in particular went out of their way to try to stop legalization from going into effect. Lawmakers blocked any district funding for recreational implementation and made sure that the sale of cannabis remained illegal. Despite it all, D.C. prevailed. Although retail shops still don't exist, possession is legal, and supporters often hand out cannabis seeds free of charge, as it is legal for adults to grow their own limited amounts.
Wow. That's awesome. They hand out seeds, man. Let's go.
All the people can grow in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
In the nation's capital, people.
Wow.
They're growing weed in the backyard.
Woo! And they still don't let you smoke it.
Oh, it's funny.
In the front yard.
Yeah.
You can in the back, I think. I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's your
I guess it's your property.
Yeah. Until the neighbors smell it.
Yep. Then it doesn't become your property.
Neighbors are the skunks that are there.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard of such stories. We had a friend that used to grow, and their neighbors constantly called pest control because they knew they had a family of skunks living in the backyard.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome.
We just did
really good
weed. I wonder what the pest control guy thought.
I was just thinking that too.
Because me, I mean,
even like,
from a pest control standpoint, I was like, what? Let me see this.
I better check
it
all the.
It could be
names.
A family of skunks.
It
but
could be.
And check it out.
I'm thinking
that. Oh my God! You should just rinse it off.
Yeah, I don't know.
You bit it in half. I told you it's just a chunk of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And on
well,
top are hemp seeds. Aren't those awesome?
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Cute, huh? All right.
I was going to mouthful.
We're eating lots of goodies that are pre-baked with medical cannabis. Ah, Sonic Wendy. Yeah. Okay, so next. February. There was never a more fitting tribute to Bob Marley when the Jamaican Congress passed on what would have been his 70th birthday, a law that effectively legalized cannabis for medicinal and religious use. That's awesome. The island nation has since begun licensing official growers as well as accepting applications for consumers who qualify for the program. Jamaica's law is the first in the world to legalize cannabis for religious reasons, as the Rastafari religion used ganja for spiritual and meditative purpose. It came decades too late, but somewhere Marley is smiling at the decision. You know he is.
Well, a ton of people who have passed away who have been fighting for this. I'm probably really happy to see how far it's come.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Pot or not songs?
Mm. Oh.
Right, how about this one? Puff Magic Dragon.
Oh.
Pot. Or not songs.
Hot.
Not. Actually, Puff Magic Dragon.
I mean,
from the real singers of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the nursery rhyme song was a top hit for folk trio in 1963. It's about a magic dragon named Puff and his friend, Little Jackie Paper, who loved that rascal Puff. You can draw your own conclusion just by Ben Stiller's at Gaylord Buckard that in Meet the Parents when he told his father-in-law to pee Jack De Niro, that the song was about marijuana while they listened to it in the car radio. They conversed about Jack today and then another reason why Gaylord was not suitable for his daughter because he knew about pot. So how about this one? Along Comes Mary.
I just got
or not
song. Keep reading.
What do you guys think? This is the association.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
No. This these Los Angeles folk rockers bolted into the top. In top 10 in 1966 with this early psychedelic hit. It's the first song of reference, Mary, as a metaphor for marijuana. And the song comes, Mary, as if and as she wants to let them do. And let them see reality from where she got her name. There it is.
There it is, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Oh.
Oh, okay.
This is number 12 and 35.
Wow.
This is Bob Dylan. His 1966 Top 10 contains 25 references to getting and being stoned.
Of course it does.
But never mentions marijuana. When Dylan sings, they'll all stone you. When you're riding in your car, they'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. Yes, but that feeling would not be for all alone. Everybody must get stoned. It's a reaction to being told by authority figures. What can't you do? The solution is get stoned, which is we know to get high, but we don't think to get sick. That was not very clear. Also, when manipulated, the numbers of the child
when you're trying to be so good, they'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. Then they'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat.
Now, what do we got next, Santa Kid?
We got
Light Up
or leave me alone.
All right, check it out. Give us a little hint.
Do you think this is
pot related or not pot related?
I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna say no.
What's it? Light up or leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. And this is by Traffic.
It's all gonna play it.
We're gonna get
drummer,
it.
Drummer Jim Capaldi wrote and sang the lyrics to this Stony song on their 1970s. You're up all night, teaching your mind. Come home in the morning with your last buzz. I'm gonna have to bring you straight on the line. Enter light up and leave me alone. Either light up or leave me alone. Sorry.
But I've seen that Wawa pedal back there. Sounds like a 70s theme show. Yeah, oh my god. Well, amongst other things.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Probably I'm trying to go off with that. That's why I said no.
Off
with
that?
Too many yes. I guess we're all off.
Alright.
But wait.
Well, the only one so far was Supplement Dragon.
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire. To the other side of cannabis, which we love too, is just to relax, to recreate, to enjoy it, to enjoy the high that we get from it, the feeling, the friends, the conversation, the intellect, and just the joy of being here. So why do we all come here? Marijuana. Right? We all came here for cannabis.
I love marijuana.
You know what Keith Richards says? I've never had a problem with drugs. I've had a problem with sleep.
Because they have a problem with it.
I have a little blurb about why we've been trying to learn alcohol.
All right.
The hangover. Yeah. Just about everyone has been there. Sure, you wake up with bloodshot eyes, cotton mouth, and an insatiable hunger for pancakes.
Yes.
But you probably never woke up half naked behind the local watering hole and in a puddle of your own fluid and praying, just praying. Crusty stuff on your face is your own vomit because you stayed out of one too many things.
Ooh,
but
that's harsh.
One harsh. Too many tequila shots is another story entirely. For this, we will always be better than
that.
Just remember that on New Year's Eve, guys.
Seriously.
Be responsible.
Be very responsible. Be very responsible. With anything you do. Caffeine, alcohol. Marijuana, water. You can have a bag of water over there.
You can. There's a lot more things toxic, more toxic than that.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Well, weed is not toxic.
Sugar.
Weed is non-toxic. All right. You know, we just got...
You can say Christmas trees are more sacred
than really?
Than weed. There's been 5 people killed by Christmas trees.
By what? Christmas trees?
Christmas trees light on fire, man. They burn
houses
down.
Yeah, they'll burn houses down.
They ruin
families.
You left a Christmas tree plugged out. Burn the whole house down.
Family separate. It's bad all around, man. There's five.
What's that?
I don't know. I heard the number 5 for how many Christmas trees.
Oh, no.
Weed is actually safer than Christmas trees.
It is. Weed is safer than
statistically speaking.
I mean, if we're really going to talk about
sharks.
I mean, let's get real.
Yeah, safer than sharks.
I bet it's even safer than rubber band guns.
How many people have been killed by rubber band guns?
Like the one that you make with your hands.
Well, you put an eye out with that. You have a good eye out with weed.
I mean, that's the only stat you got to compare it to is how many people have died
unless
because of what?
Unless he pops and snaps into your eye.
Bam.
Bam.
Yeah,
what? That's your own damn fault.
I bet weed is safer than pee.
Get your weed out of your stuff before you put it, or get your seeds out of your weed before you put it in your
mouth. I mean, what's that show, like, A Million Ways to Die? Automatically, weed is better than a million things.
Yes.
Very much so.
And that's what we're going with, right?
All right. So we're also going with, for all those out there who have silly little New Year's resolutions, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I just stopped doing that.
Goal.
It is, but... Just set them whenever I feel like setting them, not when, you know.
Should have set them in August, damn it.
Yeah.
Should have set them in August, damn
that
it.
That was something you should have already done, so.
I think it helps them keep track of what they're doing.
Okay.
As long as they keep up with
Here are some New Year's, 10 New Year resolutions for weed smokers, okay? Stop pocketing lighters. Are you leaving the house with one lighter and returning with four?
Yes.
Stop it. You know who you are. I know you probably don't mean to steal lighters, but it's all still shitty. Make a conscious effort to stop taking your friend's lighters. Yeah, that is a game buzzer. Game buzzer. Totally. That was a good one.
If you do take it, return it.
Yeah. Or bring back a new fun one. Take a tolerance break. Do you smoke often? Me too. Throughout the year, we should all take a few random days off to boost your tolerance. You'll be able to get higher with smaller amounts of weed. I don't know.
Where's
no
statistics coming from?
It's like, yeah.
Just change strains. That could be the same thing.
Changing strains is definitely a great idea.
I actually like taking, you know, just taking a couple days off.
Well, let's just say you get sick or something.
Well, in that case, you can have
a forced break, but
it
does work.
I never stop.
But you just. When I'm sick, I don't take a break.
Well, I'm taking a break in a month because my arm is so familiar.
Well, yeah. If you're in pain, you should definitely be using
medicine. I'm ready not. I'm ready to not.
You're ready to not be in pain. You would like to take a break. But, if your body isn't allowing.
Here's a good one. Give back to the cause. There are lots of great organizations out there like Tumbleweeds Health Center, Fighting for Marijuana. Find some of those organizations in your area like Tumbleweeds Health Center and offer up some of your time. Money can also help Tumbleweeds Health Center if you're in a position to give. Yay!
Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Tumbleweeds Health Center.
East Broadway Boulevard. We're in the back.
It's magic there.
It's magical.
It is magical. Come on down. Get certified. Bring your friends. Bring your grandma. Bring your neighbor. Bring your dog. I don't think there's any cats in yet. Or
no.
Other small animals.
I don't think
dogs.
Cats would enjoy coming in.
I would totally.
Don't be nice. If a cat would enjoy coming, going on
a
road trip.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
A little scratch pad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eat.
Infused with catnip.
Eat healthier munchies. You've taken them before.
Yeah.
Eat healthier
grapes
munchies.
Are great.
We all love Little Debbie, but that doesn't mean we should get stoned and eat two boxes of cosmic brownies. This year, try keeping fresh fruit or another healthy snack at hand for smoke session.
Yeah.
Try this new method for making an apple pie. An apple pie.
Extra
slice.
Snacking.
Or
an infused smoked apple to eat later.
A really good one. Watermelon.
I'm not sure if I would enjoy eating something that was already smoked out of. No,
I would not eat that apple. Not ever.
No.
But watermelon. Watermelon is a really good.
However, it would flavor the smoke nice and right.
Watermelon.
Well, it looks like we have a blogger. Oh, Silver Sister says that the Vital V that we have is actually helping some little cats out there in the world. Patients that have actually come to get it.
Oh.
Well, yeah, patients come to. That's awesome.
For their
animals?
That's
really great.
I love that.
That is great. We love it.
Well, we're going to start seeing more and more little things from it. Oh, sorry.
An elderly lady who just looked around. She had her entire family with her. And she looked around and said, everybody needs to be taking CBDs. And she is right.
Don't hate.
So animals, humans, everybody should be taking CBDs.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He's in a whole other world.
Yeah,
over here.
No, I am watching.
This really happened right over here because it happened to me. I was all, oh. I don't know where my thing went. And then Belle goes, are you going to read that? And I'm all, reading it. But then,
yeah.
But yeah. And then,
about
cat hater. Oh, man.
And about cats and hands.
The cat has
diabetes. It's really hard.
For you.
The cat has diabetes. Come on.
Oh.
I know. That's amazing. All right. Try number five. I'll let you read number five. Lady Luck's going to read number five.
Try healthier ways to consume weed.
Yeah.
Smoking is my jam. Like, for real. However, from time to time, it's nice to give the lungs a little bit of a break and switch to vaping or edibles for a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Which we're doing now, but
which
we're
we
doing
are.
Both.
But we're doing
and
both.
No less of either. So.
I take a break when
yeah.
I'm sick. That's when I switch to edibles.
Well, because it
yeah.
gets everything in your body
was
the year.
It happened.
Burning.
I should have been vaping a lot.
Vaping?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's really nice.
Weren't we going to do something fun with a vaporizer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Memory.
Nim-bim.
Oh, yeah. And look, I've got two cookies going.
And
yeah,
we got,
oh,
4 minutes.
Oh, no, it's the show.
The show
usually
must go
on.
This show has gone for 2.5 hours before.
It has. It has. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Oh. And let's see here. Here's a little something for you.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right. That was
okay,
nice little,
yay.
Nice little commercial. And just so you know, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, click on certifications, and there's a list. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, chronic pain, wasting syndrome, nausea, seizures, epilepsy, MS, all sorts of things. And then things even that aren't even on that list, like fibromyalgia and migraines and insomnia, all sorts of stuff causes things that are on these lists.
You have a bad back.
Bad back.
Comes
arthritis. All you arthritis patients out there, get on down here. Even before you become a patient, you can try the Vital B organic hemp balm and lotion we have, which is just miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle workers for people that have arthritis and sore problems, you know, bad muscles.
And arthritis,
aches and pains.
Too.
We have CBD vape pens now. You don't have to be a patient to use those either. You cannot get high from those. It's strictly for just relaxing those muscles and healing some pain.
Pain management.
Yeah, pain management. You know what else we have? We have got what's called the Little Eddie. It's the amazing one hit wonder. And it's got activated coconut carbon and organic cotton inside a glass tube and then a bowl. So what it says is, our activated coconut carbon begins with coconut shell to create the activated carbon form. The virgin coconut shells are processed with steam, during which millions of pores are created on the surface, increasing the surface area. These pores trap tars and impurities as the smoke passes through, resulting in a cleaner smoking experience. And why the organic cotton? There are many differences in the growing and production of conventional cotton and organic cotton. Conventionally grown cotton uses pesticides and other toxic chemicals in all phases of the seeding, growing, and harvesting process. In contrast, organically grown cotton utilizes non-genetically modified seeds, crop rotation, and organic fertilization. Passing smoke through organic cotton, the filtration process by catching any impurities in the smoke left over from pesticides used during the growing of the plant being burned. Full reports on the coconut carbon organic cotton process can be viewed at slpipes.com and theworkshop.com, and work is spelled W-E-R-C, theworkshop.com. So we're going to try the Little Eddie, and we're going to check out and see how we feel about this. Probably should have tried this at the beginning of the show, huh? But
but
we're here now.
It's still fun.
Be here now. We're here now. We're gonna try it now.
Well, and they have conversions. So if you have a glass on glass bong, you can put coconut carbon in it. You would just it's like $15
yeah.
for the conversion.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
All right. So while we're reading some resolutions, we'll be smoking the Little Eddie. Compliments of the makers of the Little Eddie. Thank you so much for bringing these down and sharing these with us. That was most lovely of you. So, all right.
All right. We're on number 6 of the total resolution. Number 6. Stop being a lazy smoker.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with getting stoned and vegging out on the couch. Just make sure that always doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get high and create something. Make art. Learn a skill. Write a novel. Build a chair. It doesn't really matter what you do.
Roll a joint.
Just find something you enjoy and use weed as a catalyst for self-expression.
Roll
a
lot of joints.
Be a lot cooler, whatever you do.
Make your own weed calendar for 2016.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make up a weed business. You know
Come
how we need weed business.
Come down to Weeds and get the fantasy calendar, or the fantasy coloring book,
yeah.
And then you can color all those pictures and then attach a calendar to them and make your own calendar that you created.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea for your New Year's Day.
Brilliant. All right. We're on number six. Sorry, we're going over in time here. We're going to go over in time a little bit. We want to just finish reading. Yes, thank you from Victor. Thank you, Victor. That was so nice of you to come down and drop off all these samples for us. That was really, really awesome.
It's very interesting.
You're smoking the whole bowl?
Well, I mean, this
it
totally
is a
one hitter.
I'm teasing.
No.
How what?
Oh, I didn't mean
to
correct. I don't know what to think.
Like, was I supposed to stop at mid breath in?
Tap that on the lady luck so she could
it's
get
like
the
a
breath in. I know. It is basically a one
it
hitter.
It is a one hitter.
For us, others might consider sharing.
This would be a perfect for a person who was very starting out, like, and was worried.
Someone on the silver tour.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see where this
Robert
goes.
Platshorn.
That just needs
need
a little
to get
bit,
back on
a little
our show.
Hope.
Someone who doesn't have a large lung capacity.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great for someone who has COPD.
And I wonder, you know, the sad thing about these is, and I'm just going to give my little opinion here, they say it's a throwaway. After a little while. Like
they say like 100 and some odd hits or something like that. And
oh,
then
I can see
it.
Where that would work because
your
and
because
probably
you
your coconut.
But you could still
coconut.
Keep it as, yeah, no, you can't clean it. I mean, it would be a tiny little thing to get up and get that cotton out of there.
So you just scrape your bowl out and then you're reloading.
But maybe we can recycle it somehow. You know, throw it in recycling. Let them take care of it.
Break it!
Oh, Space Queen wants to break it open and touch the carpet. We
you
can call reuse match. These little things, right? All right. Where's the next resolution, Space King? We're way off target, huh?
Oh, sorry about that.
And then he has to... All
right. Pay attention to some politics.
Oh.
Not all, just some. Can get pretty annoying sometimes. This doesn't mean that we can't ignore them altogether. A lot of very important marijuana legislation is coming up, so it's super important that everyone keeps an eye on what's going on in your nation, your state, your city. Make a resolution to stay informed and vote whenever possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, vote.
You've
it's important.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Vote it out.
We can't let these politicians take over our whole country.
No.
No.
You cannot.
It's enough of this. They've been doing this for far too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our country, too, so...
It's making justice, not with the justice.
What kind of car does a stoner drive?
Ooh.
A Volkswagen van.
A Blazer. What do a cooked bird and a cowardly stoner have in common? They're both baked chickens. Police officer, how high are you? Stoner. No, officer. It's hi. How are you?
Yes.
A pothead finds a strange-looking oil lamp in the trash and rubs it to clean it up when it pops and when out pops a genie. I grant you 3 wishes for releasing me. The pothead says, okay, for my first wish, a never-ending blunt made from the finest sour diesel. Poof. He has a fat 6-inch blunt in his hand. He takes a few tokes and is delighted by the delicious flavor and high. So he sits back and relaxes. The genie says, hey, you have 2 more wishes, remember? Oh, yeah, let me see. I'll have 2 more of these.
That would have been my second wish.
Oh, an old man walks up to a couple of potheads smoking a joint and says, don't you know that smoking weed makes you ignorant and apathetic? One of the bot heads him and replies, I don't know and I don't care. What you got?
Must I've been be. With the email.
Oh, my Lord. Where's the resolutions? What's next? Are
all
we
right.
on number 7?
No, we're on number 8.
Eight, okay.
All right.
Number 8. Be less of a bum. You should read this one because you I'm are a workout. No, because he is the opposite of a bum. This guy works out and is a Hulk rock star, man.
Are you that person who never brings any? No, this is not about working out. Are you that person who never brings anything to the smoke session?
Yeah, ma'am.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Everybody should contribute whenever possible. If you're unable to bring weed, no problem. Just bring snacks. Everybody loves the person who brings a couple bags of chips to the smoke session.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. How happy were you all with these treats, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
All right, number nine. Stop smoking resin. I'm quoting this.
Okay.
That shit is terrible. For real.
It is.
It's super enticing when you're completely bankrupt, but this year we should strive to stop smoking it. It's mostly tar. All right,
okay.
And then...
The thing is, you should always have a friend around that won't allow you to be going bankrupt with your weed. That's not a very good friend.
Uh-uh.
You're smoking resin, call your friend.
Yeah.
But then again, you all know you've been there.
I haven't been there in a while.
But I haven't been there in a while either. But I've still been there.
I remember those times.
Those are good. Those are that's the best part.
You're like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I need to get high.
Bud, though.
But it's rare that I run out.
It's rare that you run out of weed?
Now
that's good.
Waiting for it's okay to heat up.
All right.
What have we come to?
We've come to the last one. Break the stereotypes. Pot smokers have been seen as negative stereotypes for a long time. The truth is, there are many successful people who smoke weed.
Yeah.
This year, let's show the world that the marijuana community is not filled with people who are lazy, confused, and paranoid. Let's show the world that we are smart, resourceful, and healthy. Yeah. Absolutely.
I like it.
That's awesome.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Well, we didn't get through the entire year of in review. I think we dropped off that, but we want to thank you so much for joining us for the holiday party.
Yay. Always fun, always magical.
Who knows, we might have a New Year's one next week. We don't even know what's happening. So
we
don't know.
We were all so high that we kind of jumped around from topic to topic.
A little unfocused.
Got distracted easily.
A little unfocused, but fun.
That's how we do.
Yeah, that's how we roll. It was a great show. You guys are awesome. We wish you all a very Merry New Year and safe stoniness.
Yes.
And smoke responsible weed. Get organic weed, man.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't smoke and drive.
Don't smoke and drive. Hey, man. Stumbleweed Health Center has some really cool things on sale. Come down. We've got lots of fun things. We've got stuff you can put your weed in. So come down and put your weed in it. And you can get certified. We're going to be open on Christmas. No, we're over to New Year's. We're going to be open New Year's Eve. And just 10 to 2, or maybe noon, depending on who comes in. I'm not quite sure how many people are rolling. You're going to be getting ready for your parties and such. But we won't have a doctor the 31st or 1st. There's no doctor, but we will be there having massive sales. So come down and buy a gift for your sweetheart for New Year's. A new pipe for New Year's. That should be everyone's resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pipe mug.
Yeah,
with no car.
Pipe
mug.
That is the
and
best way to go.
Come
right
down
now
and get your Grinch or your Abominable Snowman pipe.
We
or
got
what
Minion.
Else?
Your Ralphie
Bunny. We got Minion.
Story.
Oh, yeah. What
we
else?
Got a Christmas tickle.
Oh, my gosh. We've got a Christmas tickle.
So,
we've got, lightsabers.
Monster
from the
pipe.
Dark side. Yeah.
We've got a
Christmas tickle. It's too late.
Christmas
tickle.
It's so cute.
We even got a pug lady.
Oh, we have a pug.
A pug.
And a manatee. It's crazy down there. Come on down. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We thank you so much for joining us this entire year for Weed Day Wednesday. We'll come at you next year. Next year is going to be huge for cannabis. So get out and vote. Be a part of it. And we love you all. Happy New Year. Remember,
be smart.
Be safe and educate.